1450 KBMW talking summertime. I don't want to get too far ahead of myself. That is Kenny Chesney. I just want to sink into spring here, sunny and 40 degrees right now. On this May the 1st, happy May Day,
yes,
Brianna
Yes, happy
Coble.
May Day. We're, and you know what? I think it's okay to focus on summer. Have you looked at the forecast?
I have looked at the forecast.
Like
I just want to. I know,
that's
but I just
shorts weather. That's
I know.
Real shorts weather, I not just, like high school kid shorts weather.
I just want to deal with spring first and just kind of do that.
Spring might be done.
No,
I
don't
think we
say that.
It this year we skipped it.
No, don't say that.
It's fine.
All right,
but it's sunny and it's nice out.
It's nice. That's all we have to worry about.
Absolutely.
All right, you are into. Do you have totals? Do you have numbers?
Do
you
I
have
do.
Things from Wilkin County Recycling?
I do
because. Saturday was the last day of the campaign and the premium.
Correct.
Hike. Okay.
Yep, that's it. If you wanted that premium price on aluminum,
it's gone.
It's gone.
Right.
Yep, that ship has sailed.
Right.
So it wasn't the great month for us. It wasn't a historic April. And that's okay. Sometimes that happens. We did 9,333 pounds throughout the entire month of April. Not so great, but it did account to $3,226 given out to the public for redeeming their aluminum and $632 donated to different organizations from people bringing their aluminum
in. Well, that's not bad.
Exactly. That's really good. But let's put this into a historical perspective.
Mm-hmm.
So in 2020, which we didn't even run a promotion in April, we had to wait until June. We took in 7,800 pounds. In 2021, we took in 8,500 pounds. In 2022, we took in 33,000 pounds.
Right.
So when you look back at the last few years, just get rid of 2022. We're not even going to talk about that one. That was the most amazing year we've ever
well,
had.
Well, it was like 70 cents, wasn't that
it
your premium?
Was.
Yeah.
Exactly. So it was definitely worth it for everyone to cash in last year. Was it still worth it this year? Yeah, because you got a little change in your pocket.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, within the last, 21, 20, it was about average-ish.
Yeah.
It's not the 20,000 that we used to see consistently. And that's okay. Recycling is so accessible now. And 10 years ago, it wasn't nearly as accessible.
I was going to say, yeah.
And nearly as convenient.
Mm-hmm.
So I attribute a lot of our lower years to the fact that it's so easy to recycle. It's so easy. So many people have curbside recycling available to them, or they utilize the different recycling bins that we have around the county, or they're just bringing their cans in and they're not asking to have them redeemed for money. They're just bringing them in, putting them in the bin, or they just drop them inside the door and that's the end of it. So it's okay. We took in just about 10,000 pounds. I'm happy with
that.
You're
okay with that, yeah.
Absolutely. It's 10,000 pounds of aluminum that is not in the landfill now.
Mm-hmm.
Let's look at it that way.
And so, we've had a whole month to focus on recycling and the benefits of it.
Yes, absolutely. So just because we're not running the incentive anymore because it's no longer April doesn't mean that we're not going to still buy that aluminum from you.
Mm-hmm.
You can still bring it in Tuesdays and Thursdays. On May 15th, we're no longer open on Saturdays. So
summer hours, yeah.
Exactly. So for the next 2 weeks, we're still on winter hours, which is Tuesday, Thursday, 10 to 6, Saturday, 8 to noon. After May 15th, we switch to 10 to 8 on Tuesday, Thursday, and we're closed on Saturday. So still, bring in the aluminum. We're still going to buy it from you. It's just not going to be 40 cents a pound. I haven't set the price yet for this month, but it's not going to be 40 cents a pound.
And how do you set the price? I mean, what does that go by?
Well, it goes by what our commodities broker is going to buy the aluminum from us, and then we have to take some off the top to deal with the overhead on it.
Mm-hmm.
Because it does cost staff time, equipment time, gas, transportation. All of those things go into what we're getting back, and we try to make it a break even. So we're trying to keep what we need to keep the staff there so they can take the aluminum from you, and then you get the rest.
Okay.
So it's kind of like you get a portion and then we get a portion to cover the overhead. Because the entire intent of the recycling program, well, not the entire intent, but part of the intent is to get it to pay for itself. You kind of want to break even. We're not trying to make money on recycling by any means. We just want to make it worth it.
Mm-hmm.
So we don't want to be in the red when it comes to recycling. So we're always trying to find ways to save money as we're operating a facility like that. And really, a lot of products that you're bringing in, they're not worth much money.
Yeah.
So when it comes down to it, we're trying to do this in the most economical way possible, which means you're going to get a portion of that money that comes back when we sell the aluminum. And then we're going to keep a small portion of it to help cover the overhead to make sure that we're still operating an efficient facility.
I just think it's great that people can donate if they've got a favorite charity out there that they can set aside some and just donate that.
Absolutely. We have about 20 groups that we collect for regularly.
Mm-hmm.
Everything from the zoo to the Humane Society, Boy Scouts, different churches and youth groups. There's a park down in Clear City, South Dakota that we collect for. I mean, there's all sorts of groups. We have a big list. So mm-hmm. if you want to come in and you're like, I don't really want that $3, how about you give it to somebody?
Right.
You can take a look at our
list
and
you
can
up.
Choose
right.
a group.
Right.
It really does. It absolutely adds up. You should see the amount of cans that are donated to the zoo here. It is crazy
I
the amount
that.
Of money that they get on an annual basis just from people putting their cans either in the dumpsters that they have at the zoo or over at Econo, and then from the stuff that they bring to us and mm-hmm. say, just give it to the zoo. It's huge. It really, really adds up. So it makes a difference to those groups when you donate to them as well.
Good stuff. Brianna Koval, talking recycling. Now, you're going to be in Friday. We're going to talk emergency management.
Yes, back to our regular
back to our regular
program.
Schedule. But been great having you in here in the month of April.
Absolutely.
You have a wonderful week, and we'll talk on Friday.
Sounds great. See you on Friday.
All right. It's 9:45 at the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450 KBMW. Good morning.
Something I can't do if I can't leave you with.